For we're so glad that Christian Life College, the crew, has showed up here at Tulare, California. I want Brother Brandon to come. I want them to take their full liberty to do whatever they want. You can introduce the whole clan. They can all testify whatever they want to do. But would you give it up for Brother Brandon Castillo? Amen. We're glad that he's here at Abundant Life Center. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everyone. You guys excited to be in the house of the Lord tonight on a Wednesday night? Has God been good to you? Are you thankful for the blood of the Lamb? Are you thankful that He redeemed you? Are you thankful that He saved you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys can be seated in the name of Jesus. Pastor Grogan, thank you so much for this opportunity, for allowing CLC to be with you guys tonight. It's such an honor. Thank you for you and your beautiful family. So thank you guys so much. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, church, for having us tonight. I know you guys are really familiar with CLC, Christian Life College. We are the SOS Preaching Tour. So what SOS Preaching Tour does is obviously we minister the Word of God, but most importantly, we travel through the West Coast and the Midwest of the country. So we start in Stockton, California. We end up in Sacramento, San Francisco. We're going to end up in Arizona, Texas, and Arkansas, New Mexico. Nobody can say that revival's yesterday. Amen. I believe revival's today. That's why God is raising up a generation that is hungry for God and hungry to see the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I actually get into the Word of God, I want to introduce the other three men that we'll be traveling with, that I'll be traveling with. Is the first one is Josiah Chacon from Los Angeles, California. The second one is Isaiah Romero from Colorado. And then Andre Gomez from Los Angeles. It's a blessing to be able to travel with these men of God. I seen God do such a work in their life. And it's such amazing to see ministries cultivated in the kingdom of God. Because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So when you see young men plowing into the kingdom of God, it's such amazing, because we see elders, and I see my elders that I'm standing before today. And if it wasn't for you guys, that us younger generation would not have a road to walk on, a road of truth, the road that leads to salvation. Amen. It's because of you guys that you guys paved the way for us to be able to preach the gospel and to walk this way of truth. So I want to thank you and all my elders tonight for paving that way. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to get into the Word of God tonight. With further ado, we can stand for the reading of the Word. I was in prayer this morning and trying to seek the will of God. I realize that in every service, there's a specific vein of the Holy Ghost. And I don't want to just preach a word that sounds good and just going to tickle your ears. But I just want the Word of God to flow in the vein of the Spirit. I don't want you to leave the same way you walked in. And I can promise you that that is not God's will, that you walk out these doors the same way you walked in. That is never the will of God for you to walk out the same way you walked in. The tabernacle in the Old Testament was two doors, one that you walked in and one you walked out. The priest would never walk in the same door or walk out the same door that he entered. He'll walk in one door, Pastor, and he'll walk out the other door. It was never the will of God for that priest to walk out the same door that he entered. Can I tell you, it is never God's will for us to come to his presence and for us to leave the same way. I want to tell you that we still serve a miracle working God. God still heals. God still delivers. God still saves, and God still answers prayers today. So if you come into the house of God with a need, can I tell you, you serve a God that wants to answer those needs. No matter how big that need is, no matter how small that need is. Well, preacher, you don't know how small my need is. God is still interested in answering that need in your life. Hallelujah. I believe that in Jesus' name. We're going to be reading out of Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 10, 1 through 4. The Bible says there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, and a devout man, and one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial. Someone look to your neighbor and say, Memorial. Hallelujah. If we can lift up our hands in the name of Jesus. God, I'm come to you, God, in the name, Lord, that's above every single name. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that your word will change somebody's life tonight, God. I'm asking that your word, God, will bring forth abundantly, God. That when your word is preached, God, that evidence, signs, and miracles, God, that you will conform your word with signs following, God. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless these people today, God, these wonderful people today. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, anoint my mouth and loose my tongue in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. You can be seated in the name of Jesus. I find it amazing that the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. No matter where we go, if you're walking with God, every step that you take in life is always ordered by God. I believe that a calling doesn't just placed on an individual, but I believe that a calling is placed on an individual way before that individual is ever born. We see that in the book of Jeremiah, that the Bible says that that God is speaking to Jeremiah, said, way before you were even conceived, when you were in your mother's belly, I called you to be a prophet. So we see way before Jeremiah ever was born, he was called to be a prophet to the nations. And I was praying this morning. I just thought it was wonderful that that God has allowed us this opportunity to travel to Tulare, California, because I grew up about 10 minutes in Visalia, California, and I grew up on the north side of California, so it was a little rough growing up, and I could never imagine that God would call me to preach. Because a lot of times people don't realize, because they look at an individual in a nice suit and a white shirt and a tie, that 6 years ago I wasn't saved. I was actually bound by alcohol and bound by depression. I was bound by drugs. But God got a hold of me because God had a calling. Hallelujah. So, preacher, why are you saying all this? Because I do not believe in coincidence. I believe that everything that we do is a divine appointed by God. I believe 24 years ago when I was in my mother's womb, God knew I was going to be here on a Wednesday night to speak to you, to tell you that your prison doors of your miracle are going to come open. Because nothing is accident by God. God orchestrates things way before you even get there. Way before you get to your dilemma, God's already working out your solution. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told Lord God, I feel like I want to teach, but if you want me to preach, God, I will preach. I don't know what the difference is, but I just want the will of God to take place today. I want to be able to be a blessing to you. Can I be a blessing to you tonight? Hallelujah. I just want to preach on a few minutes the power of understanding of prayer. I grew up, like I was saying, on the north side of Visalia, but one thing that I always realized, and I was always surrounded by a mother that knew how to pray. And I have my brother here today, and it's amazing to have him, because when we were growing up, we didn't have too much. But I'm thankful for that, because if I had a lot growing up, I would not appreciate the things I have now. But one thing that I am very thankful for is that no matter what we had or didn't have, I was always thankful that I could hear my mom begin to pray even if things were going bad in our household. I was always thankful that I had a mother that knew how to get a hold of God when things were going bad. And I was thankful that I knew I was thankful that my mother knew how to get a hold of God even if things were going good. So it became about about 19 years before my mother actually seen her prayer being answered, because I knew that my mother had been praying for years after years for God to get a hold of me and God to get a hold of my brothers. And I knew it wasn't just a one-time prayer. I knew it wasn't just a patty cake prayer, but I knew that there was a mother on the other side of the door. Even though that we were going through our own garbage, there was a mother on the other side of that door sending up memorial prayer. So when we understand the concept of prayer, one thing that the devil will always try to do is to discourage you not to pray. Discourage prayers, and prayers that don't see results will lead us not to pray. So what happens a lot of times is the devil will tell you, see, you keep on praying that prayer, but you're not seeing any results. So you don't feel like going back to the prayer room and bringing back the same situation over again. Can I tell you, there was nights when I walked into my house drunk and loaded on drugs, but I still seen my mother praying on that couch and prophesying, saying, God's going to use you. God's going to put an anointing on you. God's going to call you to preach. God's going to use you to see. Because she understood she wasn't just praying one prayer, but she understood that it was a memorial prayer that she was sending up before God. So when you understand the concept of memorial prayer, you would understand that it's not just a one-time prayer, but it's something that you're going to continue to have to bring before God. And one day God's going to say, okay, you prayed your last prayer. Now you can have the result of that prayer. Hallelujah. So we understand that there was a prophet in the early 1970s, pastor by the name of Verbal Bean, and he actually gave a concept of two different types of prayer. And we see that one type of prayer is memorial prayer, and we see the other type of prayer is current prayer. So what is the difference? So one is that you pray every single time, and you don't know when the last prayer is going to be prayed before that memorial gathering before God, and he delivers that prayer to you. But the other one is current prayer. And current prayer is something that you pray immediately and God responds immediately. So, God, I need healing in my body, and God heals you because you prayed and you asked and you believed. So God responds to your faith, and God, he hears you and he answers that according to what your request was. Hallelujah. So a lot of times I even found it in my time living for God, is that when I don't understand what the memorial prayers are in my life, I begin to get frustrated. I begin to get tired and discouraged because I'm praying for God and I'm believing God to do something. But when I believe it, I'm not seeing it. So it's harder for me to come back to God and keep on bringing the same thing over and over again. But I believe that God wants his people to know on the Wednesday night that your prayer's on the verge to be answered. I wonder if you have that prayer and you take it for God one more time. Say, God, I understand you didn't answer to... I understand you didn't answer yesterday, but I'm going to come back today and I'm going to bring it back to you, because today could be the day that you answer the prayer and my lost loved one could be saved. Today could be the day that I get my financial miracle. Today it could be the day that I get a raise at my job. Today could be the day. But all I got to do is bring that prayer one more time to the throne room of God. Ooh. Hallelujah. So we see Cornelius was a man that offered prayer continually. It wasn't one day, pastor, it wasn't the next day. But every single day he offered up prayers before God. God, intervene on my family. God, bring salvation to my family. To scripture says the angel of the Lord appeared unto Cornelius because there was a memorial before the throne room of God. I feel like the devil has been trying to discourage you and saying God doesn't hear your prayers. But I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost right now, God hears the prayers of his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We see in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 8, that angels gather the prayers of the saints and takes them to the throne room of God. And when a child of God begins to pray and begins to take their prayers to God and take their cares to God, there's angels that are all around and waiting for that last prayer. Because when the prayer falls, angels are there to take it to the throne room of God. Say, God, there's a child down there that needs your answer. Hallelujah. Revelation 8:4, the Bible says that there's vials of prayers. There's vases of prayers, and angels gather vases. It's a container, and he fills the prayers of the saints. And when that vaser's full, he takes that vaser and takes it to the throne room of God. Says, oh, there's somebody that's been praying. There's somebody that needs a miracle. There's somebody that needs a healing. There's somebody that's bound. There's somebody that needs delivery from drugs. God, they need you to intervene. Hallelujah. I come to tell you, don't stop praying. Don't give up. Don't lose faith. Somebody got to say, I'm going to pray one more time. I don't see it now, but I know it's on its way. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 I believe prayer is the birthplace for revival. I believe prayer is where we look back in the first century church. They were a church that knew how to pray. They were a church that understood the power of prayer. Even though they were bound and thrown in prison, there was a church that knew the power of prayer. I feel like if we're ever going to see revival in our family, if we're ever going to see revival in our cities, we have to understand and believe that there's power in prayer, that angels can be dispatched to answer prayers that you've been praying for. Oh, I don't see it right now. I don't see it right now, but I know God is working. Oh, I don't see my son being delivered. I don't see my daughter coming back home right now, but no, I'm going to pray one more time, because when I pray one more time, that could be the last prayer that God answers. Hallelujah. There's some of you that have been praying for raises and financial miracles. But I want to tell you, if you just take that to God one more time and say, God, I know I prayed about it yesterday, but I'm going to come to you believing you can do it right now. And today, hallelujah. The Bible says that Peter was thrown into the prison in Acts chapter 12. But there was a church on the other side that knew that there was power in prayer. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that your prayers that are prayed and your prayers that are going before God can release an imprisoned miracle for you? I want to tell you, there's miracles with your name on it. There's healings with your name on it. God does not... If you prayed a prayer, God hears that prayer, and God will answer that prayer. Hallelujah. No matter how the situation is looking like, and no matter what the situation may look like right now, I'm here to tell you, if you just pray one more time and you take that prayer to God one more time, oh, preacher, I don't feel anything, but it's all right. But God's going to open up your eyes, and you're going to see that miracle standing at your door. Because when the church began to pray, they looked down and said, oh, that must be Peter's angel, because he's in prison. It's impossible that Peter is standing at that door, because Peter was bound and thrown in prison. It's impossible that our prayers brought Peter out of prison and knocked it on our doorstep. Can I tell you that your miracle may look bound right now, and your prayer may look like it's bound right now, but when you make it up in your mind that it's not about how I feel, but I'm going to choose to pray and take it before God, I know that my miracle is going to show up on my doorstep. Hallelujah. 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 I'm thankful that I believe in the power of prayer. I'm thankful I'm standing in front of a church that believes in the power of prayer. I'm thankful I'm standing in front of a church that understands the necessity that we have to pray, because things are given birth in the spirit when somebody chooses to pray. Hallelujah. I believe some of us wouldn't be here today if there wasn't somebody praying. If there wasn't somebody praying for you. If it wasn't your grandmother praying for you. If it wasn't your mother praying for you. If it wasn't your father praying for you. You wouldn't be here right now. But there was a grandmother and a grandfather and a mother and a father on the other side of your door praying for you. When you were bound and when you were lost, there was somebody praying for you. Hallelujah. I wonder if we just lift our hands right now. I feel faith rising right now that God can do absolutely anything what he desires to do. I believe God can do absolutely anything. Oh, shatayete le amaha. Oh, shatayete ha. Hallelujah. Hashataye. Oh, shata. Ike yotolo mashaya. Cancer has to be healed when there's a believer praying in faith. Diabetes has to leave your body when there's a prayer being prayed in faith. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. It's not maybe, but it will recover. Oh, if there's nothing to rejoice about, it's saying, oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's miracle coming out of the dungeon tonight. A prayer you've been praying for a very long time. I feel an undercurrent of prayers that have been bound. But tonight, God's going to elevate those prayers. God's going to answer those prayers. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost, if you go down memory lane, say, God, I've been praying this prayer. But tonight, I'm going to bring it one more time. I feel restoration in your marriage. I feel hallelujah. Oh, thank you, mighty God. Thank you, God, for hearing us tonight. Thank you, God, for hearing me. I don't see it, God, but I believe you're going to do it. I don't see it showing up, but I still got a little bit of praise. God, I don't see it, but I'm going to thank you in advance. Oh, shatayete. Can I tell you something that the devil hates? When somebody steps in the channel of prophetic praise. Say, God, I don't see it, but I'm going to thank you anyhow. I know what the doctors told me, but I still got to worship. Oh, God, I know what my miracle looks like, but I know how you are. Oh, I still got to dance, and I still got to shout on a Wednesday night. Oh, it may not be a Sunday morning, but my God is still on the throne. My God is still large, and he's still in charge. Oh, I don't see it, but I believe it. I'm going to shout. Somebody ought to thank God in advance. God, I praise you anyhow. God, I worship you anyhow. I know the doctors told me I could never be healed, but I come to the healer. Oh, I come to the healer. I know my bank account looks like it hit zero, but I come to the provider, Jehovah Jireh. Ooh. Oh, I wonder if we can just put our hands right now. I feel it. Thank God for that miracle. Thank God for who he is. My faith ain't in the miracle, but my faith is in the God that performs it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, shataye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hashataye maha. Halamoko shite. Ha, the environment just changed right now. Haka. Handolo mashataye. God's about to step in. Hata, something that seemed impossible. That's why Jesus could stand there and say, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. There was a prophet in the Old Testament by the name of Elijah. And he said, God, I pray that this servant's eyes will be open. Because what that servant's eyes was seeing wasn't what the prophet was seeing. Oh, is this okay? That's why when I could get up with my pastor, say, Pastor, what are you saying? I want to see what you're seeing in the spirit. I want to see what you see. That's why the pastor could stand up and say, I see revival. Revival's not yesterday. That's why the pastor could stand up, go open my eyes so I can see it too, God. I want to see what the prophet and the man of God is seeing. Hallelujah. Oh, lo bashata yete le maha. Ha. Woo. Hala mashete le maata. Ha. I wonder if we can stand right now. I feel opening the Holy Ghost. Hakatayete le mahataye. Hatayete le maha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hakatayete le maha. Hallelujah. Hashatayete. If you have a need that you need God to answer right now, I want you to come up to the altar as fast as you can, believing that God can answer it right now. No matter how big it is, no matter how small it is, I feel that there's an opening in the spirit right now where God's going to say, how big you think that problem is? Because I can guarantee you that your God is bigger. Hatayete le maha. Hatayete te te ha. Kite te te la. I feel an undercurrent of prayers being answered in the spirit. Hatayete te be kete te le maha. Woo! Oh, somebody flow in the Holy Ghost. Hatayete. Hakala maha. Woo! Kete le le maha. Kete te le. Oh, every prayer right now. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, I feel a flowing of the river of the Spirit. Oh, there's healing going on right now in your body. Oh, Kata yete le bahata ta ta ta. Kata te 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 te. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayers are being answered right now. Kete te 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 le behe. Hata yete le baha. Hata yete le baha.
Yeah. on. Why don't you lay a hand on somebody? Why don't you speak a word over them? Why don't you put your arm around them? Link up with one another. Hallelujah. Standing on your word, God. Standing on your word, God. Come on, that's it. There's life right now. There's release happening right now. Past this. Spend a little time in this. This is where your strength lies. Myself, God. Gotta have you, God. Gotta have you. Why don't you close your eyes and sing this as a prayer to the Lord. Come on, let that be your prayer. From the Lord, kind of just commingled with the word we had on Sunday night, that what we desperately need is revival, a spiritual awakening, And for a spiritual awakening to happen, you have to have prayer. It's not a new thing. That's why even the Lord says, howbeit these things come but by prayer and fasting. You got to give yourself to this. When you give yourself to this, God begins to open up all the doors that you've been trying to kick down and kick open. When you start really letting go of the reins and saying, God, I'm not in control of this, you are. And you just start praying and you start connecting with God, then all these things start happening in your life. And you're looking back saying, how'd this happen? Well, it wasn't you. It was God. It's a God thing. That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's righteousness? Doing the right thing. Praying, fasting, being about the kingdom. You get your mind on him, and then all these things are added unto you. It's the blessings of the Lord. Because I'm going to tell you, you get what you give out. There's a lot of mean people, a lot of vindictive people that are judgmental, they're cruel, and that's what they give out, that's what they get back. But I'll make sure I give out the right stuff. I can get a little bit of grace, a little bit of mercy, a little bit of love, because guess what? It comes back. I start giving out prayer, and you start getting in the realm of prayer, and you start praying. All of a sudden, there's so many different dimensions in prayer, but you really start praying, something just comes over you. And you don't stop praying because you looked at your watch, but you stop because you felt a release. And too many of us, we stop way too early and God hasn't given the release. And we leave and God said, hello, I got some good stuff here for you. And if we'll linger in his presence. And the greatest thing that you could do with this message like this is to take it with you. Because the Lord says, I don't want you to be a hearer of the word. I want you to be a doer of the word. Remember last Sunday, I asked how many believed in prayer, and I said, everybody raise their hand. I said, but I don't want to know how many believes in prayer, but how many's praying? Because if you're not praying, you don't believe in it. Don't just pray on Sunday and Wednesday, but pray when you get home. Thank you, Sister Denise Saucedo. Ladies got together last night. Amen. They prayed. Holy Ghost fell. I had the boys at my house, and we started talking about some serious stuff. Thank God the ladies were praying. But I'm telling you, when we get together in this, God starts sending it out on us. But we need revival, and revival starts with this, a spiritual awakening. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, for these mighty men that came today and blessed us. I pray, God, for blessings on homes and blessings on family. I pray, God, that you'd begin to speak to people even tonight as they lay their head on the pillow tonight and as they begin to dream. I pray, God, that you give them heavenly dreams. Dream like Solomon had when he asked of things and you gave him his request. I pray, God, you'd begin to speak, God, and they'd begin to answer. And I pray, God, that your hand would be on them. Lead them to people that are hungry, God. For the power and the authority in your name, in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen.